listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a big theological idea. I want to talk to you about why God allowed evil. I'm going to read to you two passages from the book of Revelation. First, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, where the elders around God's throne say this: "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Now, again, those are words from Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, sung by elders around God's throne. Now, in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, they take those words, and if it's possible, they lift them up to an even higher level. So now, Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.'" We believe in a God who is all-wise and all-powerful. We trust in his eternal purpose and plan, but we don't always understand it. One aspect that we often don't understand is we ask, why did God find it necessary or good to allow Satan's evil to happen? And once it happened, why did he allow it to continue? When we follow the course of God's entire plan of the ages, we see that God's work of redemption is even greater than his work of creation. If the innocence of original creation was most important to God, he could have made us all worshiping robots, which would declare his praise. But for God to have the allegiance of creatures that are more than robots, sin and rebellion must be allowed. The greatest work of God in redeeming those creatures of his who have rebelled, but by his grace, they have turned their hearts to him. As I said, that's the greatest work of God. Now, part of our problem is that we don't understand what the best possible world would be. We somehow think that it would be a world where sin and evil never happened. We want to go back before Satan fell and brought sin into the universe, or before Adam sinned and brought sin into humanity. We somehow think that the ultimate world is the world of innocence, the world that never knew sin. However, in God's eyes, it seems that the best possible world is the world that has been redeemed from sin and evil. Here in Revelation, those two passages I read to you, we have a unique insight into the worship that surrounds God's throne. The elders praised God for creating all things. That's in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. But their new song, their greater song, praised God for redemption from evil. That's in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. We look at a fallen world and we ache over the magnitude of sin and evil. We admit that this is not the best possible world, but we absolutely believe that God has made the best way to the best possible world. The best possible world is the world of redemption, where all things are resolved, where all true righteousness is rewarded, where all true evil is properly judged. It's the resolution of all things in Jesus. Now, we don't have that world yet, but we know that we're on our way to it. So, the next time you wonder why a particular sin or evil has been allowed to bring pain into this world or into your life, Remember that God's greatest purpose is found in triumphing over that evil. And he invites us as his sons and daughters to be a part of that work. Understanding some of God's eternal purpose can help you make it through today. So think about it and let your soul find some peace in God's eternal purpose.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.